Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 43 this morning. It's just a little bit of a psalm, but had some neat thoughts that I'm excited to talk about and read. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy, and upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Here again is the encouragement to continue reading this great text that we have, the Psalms and the poetry and all the great stories in the Bible. If you keep reading, you will keep finding. I've been reading through the Psalms every day for a few years now, and only today noticed that the refrain in verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" is repeated from Psalm 42 in verses 5 and 11. And so this psalm is very closely tied in with the previous psalm. What is it that the psalmist says of God? He asks in verse 2, "Why have you cast me off?" What a fascinating idea that God throws his child off into the deep end with the ungodly and the deceitful and the unjust. And this child, this psalmist, has to keep his head above the water. He has to swim and make it through and make it back. Casting off, that God would cast us off, that has to be poetic license, right? God would never. God himself wrote the psalm, inspiring the writer. And so this is a big idea to think about. What is the answer to being cast off? Verse 3, that God would send out his own light and his own truth, and that they would be the leading, so that this one could come back to the holy hill and to the tabernacle and to the altar and to the very presence of God himself, so that he could have joy, so that he could have praise. And so this casting is the very beginning of the following and the being led by the Great One's light. Now, an important question, an honest question here is, why would we feel joy trying to make it back to the one who cast us off? That's an honest question. Think about that as we read through. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. And upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Why would I feel joy scrambling back to the one who cast me off? I think it could be compared to the toddler toddling off, beginning his first few steps. As a dad, and I think many parents have gone through this themselves, you're holding onto the child's hand and you're ready for them to walk and you're excited for them to do this thing and you let go. You might even push them off a bit to get them to take the first few steps. And there's a bit of a casting off by the parents. And the toddler toddles and they walk or they fall or whatever, and they kind of move forward and they turn around and they come back. And they hold even more tightly to you than ever before. But it's not out of anger. The toddler holds out of love and out of excitement for what is coming. That might be the answer. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.